Chapter 17. Burstead Hall, Oxfordshire. On Saturday morning, I was on the M40 and heading towards Oxford. I was glad I had hired a small car. It would be ideal for driving through the narrow, winding country roads of North Oxfordshire, and it would not attract attention. 2 hours later, I was deep in the countryside northwest of Oxford. I stopped for lunch at a pub in Burstead. I was wearing casual walking clothes, so it was easy to mix with the lunchtime crowd of local people, hikers, and tourists. I didn't think it was very likely that anyone from the hall would be at the pub at lunchtime. They would all be busy preparing for the meeting. The village was like a picture postcard. It was the sort of place tourists imagine when they think of England. The cottages and houses faced the village green. Their gardens were full of late summer flowers, giving the place a perfume like honey. There was a small stream below the village. It ran on through thick woods. Burstead Hall was about a kilometre farther up the valley. The same stream ran through the gardens surrounding the house. That gave me an idea. This would be my way in to Burstead Hall. After lunch, I parked the car outside the village and set off on foot through the woods towards the hall. I recalled my commando training as I moved swiftly and silently to a point where I could look down on the hall. The house was familiar to me. We had all spent 2 weeks there after getting out of San Cristobal. It was a 17th century house with an elegant central building and two equally elegant wings, forming a U-shape. I remembered that the central building was one large, high hall used for meetings and dinners. The wings contained offices and kitchens on the ground floor and bedrooms on the first floor. Looking down, I could just see half a dozen large black cars parked in front of the house. The guests had arrived. Now would be the time for a few short meetings. There would probably be some kind of formal dinner that evening. The main meeting would probably be on the Sunday. I walked carefully around the fence surrounding the house. It was almost 3 meters high and impossible to climb. If I cut the fence in any way, the alarm would go off. If that happened, the guards and their dogs would come running. I continued around the fence until I found what I was looking for. At the place where the stream ran under the fence, there was a small space. It had been a hot, dry summer, and the stream was very low. There was hardly any water under the fence. I would be able to make the space big enough to creep under the fence and into the gardens without setting off the alarm. It was dangerous, but I didn't have any other choice. I went back to the car. I checked on places I could park. I needed a place out of sight of the guards at the main gates. Then I drove into the nearby town to do some shopping. I bought some rope, some petrol, and some small hand towels. Then I collected some empty bottles from the bottle bank in the supermarket car park. I was almost ready. By 7 o'clock, I was back at Burstead Hall. I left the car under the trees in the place I had identified earlier. I reversed the car into the space. I thought I might need to get away fast. It was only 200 meters to the gates, but the car was hidden by a bend in the road. I took the petrol, the bottles and the towels with me to a place farther into the woods where no one could see me from the road. Then I made 10 petrol bombs, carefully filling each bottle with petrol and finishing by pushing pieces of towels into each one as a fuse. I hid them under some dry leaves. I carefully climbed down the steep slope to the stream bed. Within a few minutes, I had removed enough sand and stones to widen the space under the fence. Flat on my stomach, I crept under the fence. So far, so good. It was beginning to get dark. The security lights would go on soon, so I ran quickly across the open area of grass and hid myself in some bushes near the back entrance to the south wing of the hall. I was only just in time. The whole of the grounds were suddenly bathed in bright light. I knew that one of the guards would normally make an inspection of the grounds soon after the lights went on. I watched from my hiding place. Sure enough, a few minutes later, a tough-looking guard appeared at the fence. Luckily, he did not have a dog with him. He jumped over the stream bed without noticing my entry point and continued out of sight up the slope behind the hall. Dinner would be at 8 o'clock in the main hall. I timed my move for 8:15. By then, there would be no one in the south wing. I settled down in the bushes to wait.